Thank you, Rabbi Kishat. Thank you, Lord. Father God, we thank you. We thank you now, Father. We thank you. We magnify your name, Lord. We magnify your name. We exalt you, Father. We exalt you. Father, your ways are perfect, Lord. Your ways are perfect, and your word has been tested, Father. Your ways have been tested, Father. Father, you are a shield to us. You are a shield to many times a refuge, Father. And we just want to thank you, and we just want to lift you up right now. We thank you, and we lift you up, Father. And let the words from our mouth, Lord, and let the meditation from our heart, Lord, be acceptable in your sight, Father. Oh, Lord, we thank you. We thank you because your word, Father, your word is sufficient, Father. Your promise is sufficient, Father. And your word gives us life, Lord. And we acknowledge all that you are, Father. And, Father, right now we just want to pray and we decree favor over families on this call, Lord.
Yes.
We decree favor for families, Father. As your angels of protection begin to surround the families in this
place, yes, God.
Let your angels of protection be around the families in this place. And Father, we decree favor, we decree protection, we decree healing in family right now in this season, Lord. For we know that you can do all things, Father. For we know that there's nothing, Father, that's impossible for you. We decree favor. We decree healing. For, Father, this shall be a time, Father, that we shall decree and we shall acknowledge all of your goodness. All of your goodness in the name of Jesus, Father. And, Father, we're decreeing that we see favor even in schools, Father, with families. We see favor in the household, Father. We see favor, Father, even in the house, and it starts to see the favor even in finance, Father, in the season.
Yes.
And, Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree the shake-up, Lord, that in this season, Father, we begin to see the move of the Lord that's so mighty that begins to stretch forth, Lord.
Yes.
Father, we decree this. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we decree this. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Father, and we continue in that same vein, God, as we are decreeing and declaring, Father, the blessings over your people, Father, for the purpose and the plan of God to be fulfilled in every person's life that is connected with this call, that is have someone that's connected with this call, Father. I thank you right now, Father, and we take a stand tonight, God, in the spirit realm. We take a stand against the enemy, O God. We shall not move. We shall not be broken. We shall not break. But there are strength in numbers, O God. And I thank you tonight that as we lift our voice, O God, we are decreeing and declaring, God, the purpose over the sons and the daughters of this house, life, God, is fulfilled. Every man on this call, every woman on this call, by Father, your word says that the fruit of the womb is blessed, God. And I thank you for every son that has come through a woman on this line, every daughter that comes through a woman on this line, every man, Father, I thank you for the blessing, oh God, coming through their life and the fulfillment of destiny, God, and lifting up a standard against the enemy, oh Father, for they shall be who God called them to be. They shall not be lukewarm, but they shall be on fire. It's like fire up in our bones. You cannot silence us. We shall be women and men on the wall, filling in the gap, interceding. God, we thank you for your word. Let every man be a liar, but let your word be true, God. Let your word be a lamp unto our feet, a light unto our path. The promises that are hanging over our lives, the prophecies that have been spoken, we speak them and declare and decree and declare them, and it is so, and it cannot be otherwise. I thank you for healing walking through the line right now, God. I thank you for deliverance walking through the line right now. Father, the word says, whom you love, you chasten, and I appreciate, God, the chastening, oh God, because it's a symbolic of your love. We thank you for the declaration, God, as Prophetess Deborah said, God, a space of love, a space of possibility in our lives that we are creating right now, God. I thank you right now that we are shaking up everything around us, shaking up our environments, shaking up our business deals. We are the salt in the matter of life, God. And I thank you right now. I give you the glory right now. We make the difference. We thank you in all of your power for being God in our experience. And everyone on the line, Father, I thank you for blessing at another level and taking us to another level. We decree your word and standing on your word. Father, we bless your name for it right now in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to your name, Father God. God, we lift your name and we give you the praise in this hour, Father God. People are calling us left and right, Father God, and asking us to stand in the gap for them, Father God. Whether across the sea and the ocean, Father God, going for operations, Father God, whether they're here getting ready to go for operations and even court cases, Father God. I'm just asking you just to soften the heart of Pharaoh, Father God, to let his people go, Father God, and break anything that's holding them back, Father God. Friends are calling to us, immigration's calling, Father God, and they want to be here. We're asking you just to stand, send your angels, God, your angels of mercy to bring favor to their situations, Father God. People are finding things in their body that are foreign to them, Father God. We're asking for healing. We're standing here and we're crying out, God.
Hallelujah.
And we thank you. We thank you, God, for covering us, Father God, and the prophetic words that have gone forth, Father God, the promises, Father God. You would not have sent men that see to us if it was not possible, Father God, for you know what we have need of, Father God. And we thank you. We thank you, giving your name always the praise, God. Thank you, God, and we humble before you, Father God. If there's anything in us not of you, God, we cancel that out, take it out, that you, the I will arise, and when we even go on the streets and people need us, Father God, we can have a word for them of encouragement and enlightenment, Father God. Help us as a community, Father God, to be here to lift our brothers and sisters, even if they're not in the service of the Lord, Father God. Help us that we can be strong on the outside of the building, the church, Father God, so that we can be a living example to somebody, Father God. Touch the children of the ministry, Father God, so that they're not swayed or pulled left and right, Father God, but you continue to awaken in them that their light shine. And anybody trying to influence them, Father God,
yes,
we rebuke
Lord.
That devil in the name of Jesus,
Lord
Father
Jesus.
God. I thank you for the house and the teaching, Father God. For where would I have been if you hadn't sent a man or a woman to give me a word to strengthen me, mm-hmm. Father God, for my journey, Father God. We continue to give your name the praise, for we know that this too shall pass. This too shall mm-hmm. pass. All of this shall pass. If you can have a little of our faith, God, then it is powerful in your hand. So we connect with each other, Father God, just reaching up to you, Father God, to connect, to heal, to deliver, and even salvation for our families, God. We continue to always, always give your name the praise, and we thank you that we'll all be resting in peace even on this night, Father God, for all is in thy hands, Father God. Amen.
Amen. Yeah. And Father God, I come before your throne of grace with praise and thanksgiving. God, I give you honor and I give you glory. And I thank you for what you're getting ready to do in advance for us as a people, as your children, Father God, and even as the company of prophets and pastors that are on this line, Father God. I thank you, Father God, that dunamis power is breaking every yoke of bondage in our life, Father God. I thank you for even that same dunamis power is bringing forth breakthrough and great manifestations of blessings, God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I decree healing and restoration right now. Now, in the name of Jesus, and God, as we at the top of the hour of the morning glory, God, this is the day that you have made, and we prophesy we will rejoice and be glad in it. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we decree miracles and uncommon favor in the lives of your people right now. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, that you're blessing, hallelujah, every ministry all over America right now. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, that you're touching even our African young men and our men that are in prison, God. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare revival for them now. In the name of Jesus, send forth labors, God, and bring about revival, God. In the name of Jesus, and I thank you, Father God, that you're touching our school system, God, protecting, shield our children, God. Everyone, hallelujah, everyone that is under the sound of my voice, God, protecting, shield their children. I plead the blood of Jesus over our children right now.
Yes,
and God,
Father,
as they go to and forth all week long,
hallelujah,
cover them in their in your blood, Lord. Protect
yes,
and shield them in their cars, God. And
hallelujah,
in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you, Father God, for the spirit of increase. I thank you for the spirit of release. I thank you for the spirit of abundance right now. In the name of Jesus, concerning our finances. Father, you said that the wealth of the wicked is laid up for your people. And God, I thank you, Father God, for the transfer of the wealth to your people, Father God. I thank you, Father God, you said you will give us power to attain wealth. You said, Father God, you are our shepherd and we shall not want. You also said that you will do exceedingly, abundantly, all that we ask or think according to the power that worketh in us, God, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father God, as your word say, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty,
yes,
and of every stronghold.
Hallelujah.
And we come against every stronghold of the enemy,
yes,
right now, in the name of you, every hindering spirit, every territory spirit,
yes,
we
Lord,
come against
Lord,
it right now.
Yes,
every stronghold,
yes,
that will
Jesus,
hinder us from coming into your,
yes,
glory and hinder us from coming into your,
yes,
divine will, God, we come against, yes, it, and we come against sickness and disease, Lord,
yes,
and
Lord,
we plead,
yes,
your blood, Lord,
yes,
over every body that is under the sound of our voice right now.
Yes,
in the
Father,
name of Jesus.
In the name
Father
of
God,
Jesus,
I thank you right now, Jehovah Rapha, the Lord our healer,
yes,
activating our life right now.
Yes,
and I call forth your angel protection,
yes,
and I call for the angels of
hallelujah,
prosperity, even our money angels.
Yes,
let
Jesus,
it go to the
amen,
north, to the south, and the east,
yes,
and the west.
Father,
God, bring us all the best. In the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for Pastor Deborah. We thank you for her, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for the blessing that makes us rich in her life and add us no sorrow, God. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare
victory and breakthrough for every one of them. Yes, sound of our Lord. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for victory. We thank you for victory. Victory. Victory in every aspect of our life right now. In Jesus' name, amen, amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father God, we give you praise, Lord. We give you honor, we give you glory. Lord, we come, Lord Jesus, tonight, dear Father, oh God, to give you all the glory and the honor, because God, we know, God, that you are the great I am. Father God, as we come, dear Father, we are presenting our petitions to you, oh God. Father, we ask you, dear God, for favor, uncommon favor, Lord, upon your people, oh God. Father, I pray, God, for each and every one on this phone line, oh God. Lord, we ask, dear God, and to touch, dear Lord, touch the families, touch, oh God, individually and collectively, Lord. Father God, we thank you, oh God, for ministry, dear Jesus. We thank you, oh God, for the head, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for all those who are involved, oh God, of putting this together, Lord. And we give you praise, Lord. God, what a privilege, dear Jesus, that we can come to you, dear Father, Lord, and you hear our cry, Lord God, even at this time, Lord, we come knowing, dear Jesus, that you will answer our cry. Father God, we place, oh God, our nation into your hands, oh God. Father, we ask, dear Lord, that you touch. Oh God, we ask you, dear God, to have mercy. Father God, we ask, dear Lord, oh God, that you, Lord, oh God, touch our children. Father God, remember the sick and the afflicted. Father God, we pray, God, for those who are in prison, incarcerated even at this time. Lord God, we pray, oh God, for the homeless, the fatherless, the motherless. God, we place each and every one into your hands, because we know that we serve a big, wonderful God. We serve a God who hears and understands, a God, Lord, who answers prayer. Father God, we pray for favor. Favor, God, upon each and every one, oh God. Send your angels of favor. Father, we decree and declare prosperity. We decree and declare success. We decree and declare, oh God, that you are a God and you will give us life, oh God, and that we'll have it more abundantly. Lord God, we decree and declare life over all our lives, dear Father, our family. Lord God, we decree and declare, oh God, joy and peace and happiness. Oh God, have mercy upon us, oh God, tonight, and hear our cry, oh Lord. Father God, we thank you for who you are, mighty God. Father God, have your way, Lord. Have your way, Jesus, and bless us even now, Lord, as we say thanks in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Father, as we continue coming before you in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, Father, we again say thank you. Father, we thank you that this one has set off 1,000 and 2 10,000. Father, we thank you for our leader. Father, we thank you for the desire to bring us together. And Father, we decree and declare that her desire of having 1,000 women that can set millions aflight, we decree and declare and call it done in Jesus' name. Father, we honor you and we worship you as we come before you. Father, we know that there is no other God but you. And Father, we honor you and we thank you for even the creation, God. And Father, as you have put in our hands to have dominion over the earth, we take dominion, God, over every force, every animal, every creature, everything created, God. We take dominion over it in Jesus' name. Now, God, we ask you to bless us, use us, God, like never before. Father, help us to make a stand like never before, God. Help us, God, to stand for you, God, in Jesus' name. And, Father, we rebuke all powers of darkness. Father, you've given us the authority and the power, God, to stand. And, Father, we thank you, having done all to stand, we thank you, God, that we yet stand. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we honor you, God. We worship you, God. Father, we ask you whatsoever things we desire when we pray that you give it to us, God, as your will permits, God. And Father, we honor you. We thank you, God, for loving us, God. We thank you, God, for protecting us. We thank you, God, for leading us, God. We thank you, God, for your direction in Jesus' name. Now, God, we ask you to send your angels, and we call forth angels of protection, angels of direction, God, in Jesus' name. Father, we honor you. We worship you, God. Cover our families, our children. Father, cover our parents, our siblings, God. We ask you to cover us, God. And Father, everything you set our hands to do, God, in Jesus' name, we ask you to allow us to do it with power and with your anointing. Father, help us, God, to do according to your will, God. Lead us, guide us, and protect us, God, in Jesus' name. Father, do a new thing in us, oh God. And then, God, we also ask you to wash us and to cleanse us in the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, cleanse our heart, God. Cleanse our mind. Help us, God, to be righteous, God. Raise up a righteous group of women, God. And we honor you, God. And we thank you, God, because can nobody do it like you, Jesus? Can nobody keep us like Jesus? And we thank you for it, God.
Father, we know that no weapon formed against us is going to prosper. Every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, God, we know it's going to fail. And God, we honor you and we say thank you, God. God, we say thank you, God, in Jesus' name. We thank you, God. We know it's all done in Jesus' name. And Father, we ask you to look down on every situation, be it medical, financial, emotional, psychological, God. Father, we cover it by your blood in Jesus' name. We cover it by your blood. Keep us under your blood, God, and we thank you. We honor you, God. We honor you, God. We thank you for loving us, God. We thank you for loving us, God. Father, real love is your love, and we thank you for it. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Father, we thank you that your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. We thank you for your glory. We thank you for your favor, your
Lord, and your power.
Father, we thank you for your healing and your peace in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray for joy for your people, divine overflow and wisdom flow in their households, oh God. Father, we bless you tonight for everyone that's on this line. We thank you, Father, for your peace. We declare, let there be peace on earth. We declare that it is so and it cannot be otherwise. In Jesus' name,
Lord,
we pray. Amen.
Amen.
And Father God, we thank you for this time and gathering today, God. Father God, we ask that you touch every heart and mind in a special way. Father God, we lift those that are in need, God. Father God, we ask that you send your angel of protection. Send your angel to cover them, God. Father God, we ask that you guide us in this time and in this season, God. Father God, we lift up our children, God, that anything that is not like you, God, we ask that you cancel it out in the name of Jesus. And Father God, any sick that is among us, God, we ask that you send a rapid healing in their life, Father God. And Father God, we even lift up every business owner and entrepreneur on this call and every worker, every working mind, to send new, fresh ideas and thoughts to come where it will yield the increase, God. Father God, give us increase of new ideas, God. Father God, we know that you are the only one, God, and we are confessing with our mouth, God. Father God, you get all the praise, you get all the glory, you get all the honor. It is only you, God, that we worship, God. Father God, we ask that you lift up our schools, God. We send a special favor in the school around our children, Father God. Father God, we lift those that helps us, God, to send us such a blessing, God. Father God, we ask those that anyone on this call tonight that is asking for a miracle, to send that miracle, God, tonight. Right now, God, we know that the doors are opening up for us, God, and we welcome every new thing that you have for us. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
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 Father,
we thank you, Lord, that your will be done on this call today, Father. And Father, not only your will be done on this call, but your will be done even in the churches on today.
Yes.
Father, we thank you, Lord, that your will be done, Father, in our family lives. Father, we thank you right now for the work that you're going to do in the lives of your people, Father. But Father, we know even as your word has declared and decreed that it will not be by might nor by power, but it's going to be by your spirit, Father. And Father, even as we stand in agreement on this call tonight, Father, Father, we pray and we ask that you begin to move like no one else can move, Father. Father, we thank you, Lord, for your power, and we thank you, Lord, for your strength, that you're moving and you're going into places that need to be touched by your spirit, Father. Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus, Father, as you move and go into those places, Father. Father, rise up in the name of Jesus, Father, and as you rise up and go into those places, Father, Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus, Lord, that your will be performed and be done in the name of Jesus. But Father, we know, Lord, even as you move, let your will is going to be done. Father, we thank you right now, Lord, that you began to call the people forth. Call them out and let them know that they are called and appointed by you, Father. Let them know, Lord, that they have purpose, Father. Let them know, Lord, that all is not lost, Father. Those that have lost their ways, those that don't know which way to go. Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus, Father, that you will lead them and you will guide them, Father. Send your angels, Lord, and let them know, Father, that you still love them. Let them know, Lord, that you are still yet alive. Let them know that you're still sitting on the throne. Let them know, Lord, that you will not let nothing happen by chance, but let them know that you're still
will, God, and you're God all by yourself, Father. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus you would go into the prisons. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus, Father, that you would save our community, Father. Allow them to begin to awaken themselves unto righteousness. But, Father, you said in your word, awake thou that sleepeth. And, Father, I thank you, Lord, that you're stirring us up and you're shaking us in the name of Jesus, Father. Shake those that need to be shaken up, Father, so that they too will know who you are and they will come into their right destiny and they will begin to serve you and begin to announce that you are Lord of Lords and King of Kings. And, Father, I thank you right now in the name of Jesus, Father, as we begin to stand in this gap on this night, Father, as one day is closing and another day is open, Father. Father, we thank you, Lord, that we are on our watch because you're looking unto the hills from which cometh our help. But, Father, we know that our help comes from you and you alone, Father. Therefore, Father, in the name of Jesus, we acknowledge you as being our all in all. We acknowledge you, Father, that you are the Prince of Peace. We acknowledge you, Lord, that you are the Alpha and you are the Omega. You are the
All right.
You are the end. Father, we acknowledge you, Lord, that we can't do anything without you, Father. We acknowledge you, Father, that you are Lord, Lord of our lives, Lord in our home. They belong to you, Father. They belong to you, Father.
They belong to you, God.
Father, you made us a promise. And let it come over, they will not be far. And let it come over, they will not be far. Father, we stand upon that word, Father. Even now, in the name of Jesus, Father, we stand upon against every spirit that would try and choose to remove children and destroy families. We come against that in the name of Jesus. Jesus.
Favor
in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Righting the wrongs.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
The name of Jesus.
And everyone that has been called and appointed to be on this call, that they will find their way. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Have your way.
Have your way, Lord.
And we thank you, Lord, for traveling protection. We thank you, Lord, for traveling safety, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Bless the ministry. Bless the churches, Lord. All around. Bless the businesses. Father, we say, let thy will be done. But, Father,
let
your will
be done.
It's going to be done right, Father. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for the shake up. Hey!
This opportunity.
So we at peace when these shakeups began to take place because God is going to make the step. I heard God say he's walking in, he's stepping into places that you know not of a God that he's stepping in. And when you see him here, know that God is at work. I just keep feeling a shaking. It's almost like an earthquake. God is going to make a step. Let heaven and earth acknowledge and know that God is on the move and God is working. God is going to have his way. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of
Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for your spirit. We
thank
you for every soul that's represented on this earth. You be honor, glory, forever and ever, Father. We receive giving you the praise and giving you the honor because you alone deserve it. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
We thank you for favor in every area of our lives.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And it is and it cannot be no other way. In Jesus'
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God.
Amen. I just want to thank everyone that's on this call tonight. We'll be on this call until God says so. Until God says it's enough.
Oh, thank you, God. Yes.
Thank you all, one and all. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you, Lord. Thank you because you said yes to the call, yes to the purpose.
Yes.
You know, I just keep telling overseas people from other countries are getting ready to come to the call.
Yes.
The Bible says, if my people will humble themselves and pray, we're going to hear from heaven.
Yes.
And it's time to hear, but we're going to hear for our own self, and we're going to move in that vein in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
So, Prophet, is there any other announcement?
Yes, just wanted to let everyone know tomorrow at 12 noon, they have the broadcast show with Prophetess Jessica Jordan, Prophet Prentice Vanderbilt, Prophetess Tamlin Hodge, and Prophetess Deanna Kelly. Please join on if you're just have noonday lunch with the company of prophets. Also, the Max Prophet will be coming on live, so look out for those voice broadcasts that will be coming to you. And, of course, check your email. And we will be back here between 11:50 p.m. later on today. In the late evening, so we can start our midnight prayer call for tomorrow morning.
Amen. And Pastor Sammy, one last thing, we want to make sure we keep the Kelly family in prayer. Minister Kelly, Prophetess Kelly, she lost her mother last week. They will be having the funeral later on today, so we want to keep them in our prayers, as well as we want to continue to lift up the Shin family, who they lost their mother as well. So let's just keep these individual saints and family in our prayers. Amen? And if there's any prayer requests, Naomi's going to let you know how you can get your prayer requests, because we want to lift these prayer requests up in the name of Jesus, because we know that when you pray, God answers.
Amen.
Also, Pastor, to keep Prophetess Barbara Tucker, her stepfather, in prayer, and I think I sent you a list to put them on the prayer list as well.
Yes, in Jesus' name. So we're going to be calling those things out because we know that prayer shifts things around.
Thank you
all, one and all. We love you. Pastor Matthew,
you
have a safe trip back home.
Thank you, Pastor Audrey. Thank you, Pastor Denise. Thank you, Prophet Angel.
Thank you, Minister Cook. Thank you, Prophet Monica. Thank you.
God bless you. God bless you all. Love you. Have a blessed night.
Amen. You too. Peace, everyone.
God bless. Peace, everyone.